defense.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we got a nat 1 on the last one, so the tail attack won't hit.
So he blows up.
But the he actually drops his tail.
Yeah.
He's like a lizard.
Dang it!
Can you heal as a bonus action?
No, I cannot.
Paladins.
That would be interesting, actually. Like a
an extra one because there's a dog.
A paladin who gained abilities during natural disasters, but then causes natural disasters to gain more abilities. That would be pretty fun.
That is so smart. You are so smart. I'm going to do that.
We may need to bail this room and regroup because we're just going to die.
Chapter 325, On a Wave and a Prayer. Okay. So in the last episode, well, you know how I like set these things up with nice little kind of anyway, so yeah, you had a nice little contained fight in the treasure room with the Abishai, and instead you made that into a complete Donnybrook. It was much more complex than it had to be.
That's not true.
No, it was contained. Yeah. I beat them up. I left. We put insect plague on them, and they should have all died.
Yes.
Except there is a door in the back of the room, and these are intelligent creatures, so they just left.
So
anyway,
how's that our fault?
Because you could have just like let them out and then just taken them all.
I don't think there's any party ever that just lets the monsters
rush
them.
Let's just let the devils out into the innocent village.
Yeah.
And anyway, well, they would have had to get past you first, so...
They could just be like, blindness.
Yeah. Anyway, so instead, you now have the Abishai and three pit fiends that you're up against. So yeah, you would open up the door to the next room. Actually, the pit fiends had kicked it open. And then literally hell broke loose. The pit fiends lit the room on fire with a wall of fire. Although that's not affecting...
After we were cautioned not to damage the room.
Yes. Well, they don't care. Only you care.
They see where the firewall went?
And actually, as we pointed out, wall of fire only burns on one side of the wall. Mm. So the side against the wall where the treasure is still safe. It's just the stuff that spilled out into the middle of the room that is probably warping in the heat right about now.
Also, Arlen's excellent use of a tsunami took out most of those creatures.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just waved them goodbye. Anyway, so we still have two of the Abishai left. Snake is in the anti-magic shell, so it's unaffected by the tidal wave. And then Orange is in there with you guys. You had all pretty much dispatched all the rest of them, and then Arlen's tidal wave had swept the other ones away. But the three pit fiends
actually,
are still
it's
there.
Specifically a tsunami because tidal wave is a different spell.
True. The tsunami had swept them away. And only the pit fiends are out there, and they're so big that they pretty much were able just to brace themselves against the wall of water and took minimal damage from it. Anyway, so that's where we were, and we always hate it when we break in the middle of a combat, but these combats have gotten so big and so complex, especially when Owen takes 10 minutes to do his turn, we actually had a break in the middle of a round. So this is round three of this whole combat and round one of the one that's joined by all of the hellish creatures. And first up on the hit parade is actually Adri.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have two pit fiends in front of you. And actually that one's behind the door. The red one's behind the door. The brown one is in the open door. And one deep into the middle of the room. And the whole place is on fire.
Okay. To help understand, if I were to move into the back corner, is that on fire?
Everything's on fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Including where I was initially standing.
You would be standing in the wall if you moved to the back corner, and where you were is in the middle of the room, which is on fire.
But I think it's a dexterity save, so.
No, it just says you take 5d8 if you end your turn in the wall of fire area.
Okay, but. Where I was
yes.
just standing was yep. not on fire.
No, the wall of fire goes around the outside of the room, but anything within 10 feet of it takes the fire damage. And since it's a 20-foot room, the entire room takes the the fire damage.
Unless you're in the shell, because that's not affected by fire.
Yeah, the Entromagic shell is saving Arlen currently. But basically, anywhere in this room, Jade, you'll be taking the fire damage.
Okay. So then I'm going to just, like, leave the room to go back outside.
Okay.
Right there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to shoot Orange. Try to get him out of here.
Oh, I'll let the people see these flames coming out. Spells
one,
of darkness.
One survivor.
Okay, so you will take the damage diving through it, but you'll be safe from the fire after that.
Is it a dex save or is it an automatic damage?
It's an automatic damage.
Okay. Okay. Then I'll take that damage, I guess. I'm going to shoot it twice. We get sneak attack on that first one.
You're going for brown then?
Orange.
No, orange.
Orange, yeah, okay.
Orange, in the room, yeah, not the pit fiend. Yeah, the Abishai.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yep. That is a... Do 25 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay, and so we got... What is that? That's right for the... Oh, it's... Sorry, it's 27.
It's still... Hit. It hit, yeah, even more than that.
We got...
27 is bigger than 25.
Wow, okay, but the damage was kind of terrible. Four,
well,
seven,
you are kind of shooting through a wall of fire.
Yeah, 11, 12, 15 points of damage.
Okay.
That
hurt.
And then our second shot is 31.
31 would definitely hit,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. And we got 9 points damage.
It's so funny.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. And let's see how much fire damage you took diving through that wall of fire.
It's like you can split your arrow and do 9 points of damage to him.
You took
rough.
22 points of fire damage,
okay,
as you go through the fire.
Owie. Thank you.
Yeah. But now you're safe from it, which is kind of nice.
Yes.
Okay. And then Sorzak, what are you going to do? You get to go. Yeah. And he's right up against the doorway there. So let's put him back where he was.
I'm looking.
He's looking.
I can move up to that doorway. Yes.
You can move right up to the doorway. The doorway in front of the red one is closed. It's just the brown one was right up on the doorway there.
All
right.
So there's no way to get past them?
No, they're blocking the whole doorway.
Well,
it's a fiendish plan, if you will.
That's okay.
Give me one round. Give me one round, and then they will no longer be there.
I'm going to activate Fury of Blows.
Okay.
And the first thing I'm going to do...
Is Orange still here?
Yep, still standing.
Yeah, I didn't do
better
a lot of damage.
I'm going to punch that... I'm going to punch the brown pit fiend.
Okay.
Or actually, yeah, punch. Oh, that's only port. So 28?
28, believe it or not, hits.
Okay, 1d10 plus 8. For 12.
Okay.
And I'm going to activate certain vibrations in its body as I do that.
And okay. This guy?
No, brown.
I'm going after the guy who start the fire. And
I thought Orange was the one who was doing
well.
The
Orange
fire.
Is behind the door, he can't really see in there. So,
I thought he was the one still doing the fire, though.
I know I'm hitting the pit fiend that's in front of me.
And
so,
how many points of damage was that again? 12, did you say?
Yeah, okay. And then I'm gonna punch it again.
Punch it
for 25.
That does hit.
You're still wailing on the Baylor,
yeah. That is for 11.
Okay.
Just for fun, I want him to make a constitution save versus stunning strike.
Okay.
I imagine the constitution's probably through the roof.
Well, he could always roll a 1.
That's a 25.
Okay, he is still standing, so I'm going to hit this dude again. That's a nat 1.
Okay, that does not hit.
The flames kind of
obscured my
vision.
You're doing a really good job.
And that is a 24.
24 does hit.
For 17.
Okay.
And do I stay there or do I back away? Yeah, I want to see what it looks like.
If you back away, you're going to get at least 2 attacks opportunity.
Well, not by that guy and the dude behind the door.
This guy and this guy.
Well, that guy's
maybe even
engaged.
3.
Yeah, and both the pit fiends could get you as you're walking away from the
well,
door.
Well, the brown couldn't because I have mobility.
Yeah. The door's closed.
So how brown could not hit me. Mm-hmm. Red's stuck behind the door. That's why I couldn't hit red. The other dude's looking at the other guy, so his back is turned. So
He's standing next to a wall, so he's looking right at the wall there.
All
right. Yeah.
I'll just have to stay there and soak up some hits.
Okay.
That was the tidal wave, or the tsunami.
And speaking of which, Brown gets to go.
Does he?
He does.
Not true.
Does any tsunami things happen?
Not until Owen's turn.
No, they all happen on my turn. However, a creature caught in the wall can move by swimming. Because of the force of the wave, though, the creature must make a successful athletics check against my spell save DC in order to move at all. If it fails, it cannot move. A creature that moves out of the air falls to the ground. Hmm.
And if indeed it was Brown who did the fire wall and it requires concentration, he needs to make at least 3 concentration checks.
Concentration.
But each of those is going to be like 10, right? Because
he's got a 50% chance to fail.
Unless he's got a constitution bonus of high.
He's got a constitution bonus of high.
Well, let's just see.
Minimum 10.
Okay, so a 16, 17, and 26. So all of them well over 10. And you take 20 points of fire damage from the blazing room.
Okay, and I'll just take half of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Brown goes to take a bunch of swings at you. So it's going to attack with its mace, its claw, its bite, and its tail. So the bite attack is a 18 to hit, which I believe misses you.
It does miss.
However, the claw attack is a 29. So that one actually is not too... I think you're going to avoid the worst of this. So that's 16 points of slashing damage from the claw. The mace attack is worse than the bite attack, and then so is the tail. So you end up being lucky, rolls terribly, probably because you distracted him with all of your impressive moves. Okay, and we get to the top of the round, and so the gray pit fiend gets to go, and he just produces a mote of fire.
This guy?
Yep. And it just comes sailing through and it merges into the room and explodes in a fireball.
Or actually, I counterspell it.
Okay.
What's the range on counterspell?
You're also in the...
And you also can't see it.
I think counterspell is...
We already established last time that he doesn't have to see it. He's just got to...
Oh, wait.
Although he's in the anti-magic
I'm in the anti-magic field. I can't cast spells. Never mind.
Did that make your tsunami go away, though, when you entered the anti-magic shell?
I don't think so. Because it doesn't say anything about, because I cast the spell already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. So
does the fire go out because it's in water? Like he cast it and like fizzles out?
But it's magical.
Yeah, but it's magical water.
Like if I were to drink it, would it go away as soon as he enters the? Would it leave my body?
Tsunami is a concentration spell, so he is holding it.
Can you hold it inside an anti-magic shell? What does it say about the anti-magic shell?
I'm looking it up.
But it also is like
I had a spell card, a quick reference, but it didn't say anything. So.
Like cast it, then once it gets outside of the magic,
the area of another spell or magical effect can't extend into the sphere. Mm-hmm. The sphere or within the part of the air, part of the area that's covered the sphere is suppressed. Like case point, wallfire can't go into the sphere. Mm-hmm. Any active spell or other magical effects on a creature or on an object in the sphere is suppressed. Is this an active spell doing?
There's not an effect on me.
But it's a concentration spell.
It doesn't say anything about concentration.
So read that last part one more time.
Oh, that's for getting rid of the sphere.
It's talking about like a charm or a magical
spell
item
or other magical effect on a creature or an object. Okay, so it's nothing like that. That's about magic weapons, magical trial, creatures and objects. No, it doesn't say anything about not being able to keep concentration going. Yeah, it says nothing about keeping concentration going.
Well, we'll have to go ask the wizards at Wizards about that. Question. But yeah, there's so many things at high level that you're just like, how does this possibly even work when these things interact? Okay, so yeah, for now we're going to say that since you cast it outside there that you can continue. It just continues because you're not actually guiding it, right? It's just a wave going back and forth, right?
But if you're concentrating,
it just goes. It goes. I'm concentrating on it, but it goes in one direction.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not constantly producing it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if it was Witch Bolt, then I don't think I would be able to cast another bolt. But since it's just a thing that got set in motion,
hmm.
Yeah,
I'm not like actively controlling it.
Yeah, and so I think it'll keep going. But yeah, that's a good question because like yeah, would that prevent a concentration spell? All these things we got to look up in the in between times. Okay. Anyway, so the fireball goes off. So I need a dexterity save from everybody in the room that's not inside of the anti magic.
That's
shell.
Noan, the paladin, and the dog.
I'm gonna Oh, that's a 20. I'll take a 20.
Oh man.
21 for the dog.
Or a key point to reroll that.
Nine.
Oh, yeah. Nine?
Plus
yep, I rolled a 3.
Don't forget the doggy gets a plus 5 now. For your deck save.
26.
We may need to bail this room and regroup because we're just going to die.
I think we need to push forward. As soon as we take down one of them, we should be a lot better.
Yeah. We're going to die.
So the DC is 21. So did anybody make it less than a 21?
I got a 9.
Okay. So it's 29 points for those of you that failed, and half of that for those that that made it. And then for the monk, it's evasion. So.
Ow.
We could really use like a divine smite of some sort.
Yeah, well, when
well,
it's
you're
my
in the
turn,
way
I'll
right now.
That.
He can walk, yeah. Push through the pit.
That's so you could open it. You could always open up the other door too.
That was also part of my plans. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
As long as it's not,
it's like I can't
like,
go
depending
yet.
On how much action time it takes to do that.
Okay. No, you can open up a door as a minor action. Anyway,
yeah,
so next up
edition.
Is Kraval. Kraval, things are going badly.
No, I'm doing fine.
People are toasting in front of your eyes.
I'm still doing fine.
Yeah, you're doing fine. But
I will glaive strike the little. Trash mob in front of me.
The orange?
Yeah. Does your anti-magic field walk with you?
Yes.
Do you want to go like in the middle of the room?
I would like to, but I can't get there yet. I'm kind of stuck.
You can move through ally spaces.
Yeah, good to know.
That's me arguing.
Yeah. 16
does hit, barely.
All right, so here's another question. I have an artifact as a weapon, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Will my smite go off from my glaive or my cleric ability in an anti-magic field if it's channeled through the glaive?
Well, I mean...
It occurs when I strike.
Yeah, the glaive works, but in an anti-magic shell, you can't channel the divine
right.
Magic.
Okay, so
right?
that's yeah. Kind of what... I don't know. That's why I was asking you.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. That will be a grand total of, almost max damage. 17 points of damage.
Wow. Okay. And he basically just cleave him right down the middle of the
nice.
Back, mm-hmm. And he just collapses.
Cool.
Yippee.
Excellent. So now I can
Yay.
Move. And so I will move. One. Say goodbye to your dog.
No.
Right about there.
Did the doggy go poof?
Yes.
Well, it's in the
He's a summoned creature.
Field.
Oh no, he doesn't.
Legendary.
He's an artifact.
Yeah, he's got hit points, and so not until you actually.
Yeah, but summoned creatures, if I walk in on the magic field, go poof.
Oh,
but
that's
we already
right,
established
yeah.
That he was a legendary. He's part of a legendary artifact that is not affected by the anti magic field, though, right?
Yeah, this
the amulet isn't, but the dog.
But the amulet
is the dog.
Magic
yeah.
Is summoning the dog,
yeah.
So wouldn't it?
So I think the dog stays. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
once again, all these interactions.
Right. Well, if you're there for the anti-magic field, would
the anti-magic field is the.
But would.
If I read it the right way.
Would the pit fiends no longer be affected by tsunami if you're there? Because it creates a little gap.
We agree. It was. This was the radius right here, right?
It was the
second one, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Here. So
10-foot radius.
So step just so that they're in the tsunami.
Yeah, because if you're that close, then the pit fiends won't be affected by the tsunami.
Okay.
So you got to be back one then somehow.
4, 5.
Then snake is out. Let's redo our.
Yeah. So yeah, let's draw it with a different color for the current.
Well, 5, 10. It's here. And it's 5. And it's 5, 10 this way. Yeah. If this was cubed, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay, so snake is now out of it and can get wiped out by a tsunami. That's good.
Arlen, you are no longer in the sphere. Yeah, that's about.
That's really unfortunate. Okay, wait, hold on. Things might have happened now.
Things might happen now.
No, when the wall appears. Would okay?
But then
question.
It just appears.
So. The rules on the spell say when the wall appears,
the wall
creatures in this area.
Right.
No, the tsunami.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
When the wall appears, well, each creature's in this area.
It's already appeared.
But then
now you just have this secondary effects,
which hopefully will wipe out.
Okay.
The anti-magic field is gone, and so the tsunami appears.
Well, but it's already appeared. Now we just have the oscillation of the wave back and forth and all that. So
yeah, tsunamis happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But does the water?
That was
my
question.
Okay.
Because the water would just poof into existence.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's there. It's just not damaging them because But yeah, it basically just fills that area real quick.
Okay. Okay.
I'm a klutz.
So snake can get wiped out now, right? Is that true?
Well, depending on what happens with the damage next round. Okay.
That's it.
And then next up is Orange Shoes Dead.
Paladin, you're in the
anti-magic
field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And technically, so is Adri.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Okay, and then Red gets to go, Pit Fiend Red, and Pit Fiend Red kicks the door open since there's nobody there. And
no one there?
He's in the other doorway. So he could make...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he steps through into the room.
He can do that? The doors are that big?
He needs to make an athletics check, please.
Okay.
I feel like the door wouldn't be big enough to...
He's like,
how far in the room does he strode?
He's like 10 by 10, right?
That's only a 13.
Wow.
He cannot move.
Okay, so he will not do that. So instead, he will just swing away at Noan since Noan's right there.
Taking one for the team.
Taking 4 for the team, actually.
Did you do
patient
defense?
Oh, wow. Okay, so we got a nat 1 on the last one, so the tail attack won't hit.
So he blows up.
But the... he actually drops his tail.
yeah.
He's like a lizard.
Dang it.
The tail gets swept off with the tsunami.
It's a 31, 27, and a 30 for the first three.
This might hurt.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Man.
Someone's going to need to pull me into that shell or I will die a true death.
Okay. So the bite attack... does not a lot. 17 points of piercing damage. And then there's a poison effect, but I believe you are immune to poison.
Correct.
Which is too bad because that would be really debilitating. And the claw attack.
The claw.
Does 11 points of. Oh, no, 19 points of damage.
No, that's not fun.
And then the mace attack. Does 16 points of bludgeoning damage and 20 points of fire damage. Okay. So I think you are able to shed some of that.
I'm hurting.
Yeah.
Get I'm out hurting. Of
but
there,
at the same
man.
Time, you're like the best person to actually get those attacks because the accessory damage that would have probably felled you next round isn't going to happen. So, sometimes it all works
out. Let's just say I will probably go down with one more hit.
Okay.
No one made you stay there, brother.
Yeah,
well, Sorzak
well,
didn't stay there.
No one did make
no
him,
one
stay,
did
there.
Make him
yeah.
stay there.
Okay. And then, Jade, you get to go. What can you do to remedy this situation?
Okay.
Someone want to move Red into the room?
Actually,
no,
he has a good move. He failed his tsunami check.
Right. I will move
to the best of us.
To the back corner of the room where it's not on fire.
No, the whole thing's on fire.
No, it's not because they're anti-magic.
Oh, that's the anti-magic shell there? Okay.
Yeah. Yes. It's not on
oh,
fire.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're the very edge of the anti-magic shell. I see it now.
And then... do so many things, but they're also weak.
Maybe a little bit helps.
I don't know if it will help.
Hey man, I've gone 2 rounds against a pit fiend. That's got to be a record.
Do I want to? Okay, I'll look it up next. I will, I don't know, cast, oh, I can't cast anything. I'll shoot him. Oh, shoot, brown twice.
Okay.
The first one is 28.
It hits.
For 14 points of damage.
Okay.
The next one I'll use sharpshooter on, because I forgot the first time, for 23 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
That will be for 18 points of damage.
Okay.
How is Brown looking between 1 and max hit points?
He actually looks pretty hale at this point in time, despite all those damaging hits.
These are the high generals of the hell, so.
Yeah.
And then you can move through ally spaces, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my dog has a thing where if he moves at least 20 feet. Oh, it's not in a straight line. Oh, yeah.
But is he size medium or is he size small?
Medium.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, we're all medium and we can move through.
Yeah.
And he says if you can...
Because you can move through enemy spaces if you're small.
Yeah. If you're at least 20 feet straight towards a target and hit him, can my dog, like, bank around and charge at Red through my ally spaces?
Yes.
Because there's 2 people there.
He wouldn't even need to bank around because he could go to, like, the very far left corner there and then charge diagonally right at him. Yeah.
Cool. Then I'll do that.
Okay, but it'll end up right in front of the door there, yeah.
Yep.
Well, the door's open.
Mm-hmm.
And then gonna bite him.
No.
With advantage.
Oh, wait, I should have done my rebuke on that one. I'll do it next time.
So that will be
still have time. You might still get hit.
25 to hit.
That does hit.
And that will do 25 points of piercing damage, and he needs to make a strength saving throw.
Okay. That's a 25 on the saving throw?
Oh, darn it.
They are very big creatures. Yeah, that's why it was astounding he didn't make the tsunami strength check.
The tsunami's bigger.
Yeah.
The tsunami's bigger.
Tsunami always wins.
And then he'll bite him again.
Okay.
No, he won't. 15 did.
Nope. Okay.
He was really good about it, though. It was a good try. Good dog. Good.
Now, is there anything that Snake can do over there?
Get blown
Die?
Away by the
can he get close enough to do a diagonal shot at
no
at
meh
Sorzak there?
Then you can.
What do you have against peaceful? You're just storytelling.
You're
Sorzak.
Just so delicious.
He looks like an angel too. So.
How far away is he? Is he close enough to get...
to? You could do it from here.
Well, no, this would be like an actual melee shot.
Melee?
Yeah.
No, then you can't because he got the wall all the way up to here.
He's in the tsunami, though, right?
Yeah, he has to make a check in order to move.
What is his...
-5.
Yeah, right.
-10.
I'm seriously concerned for...
Okay, he'll just stay right there.
You're going to take fire damage next round and drop you.
And your dog just took fire damage.
No. Wow.
And
so
then
the
I
dog
start dying
takes
for real. Unless I'm in
24 the... points of fire damage. And then Snake will just stay there and do nothing. And
loser.
Then Cotter, you get to go. What are you going to do?
Huzzah.
Would you hurt that?
There's now dogs
Huzzah.
In the way.
Brown one a lot.
Yeah, unfortunately, Sorzak and the dog are now occupying the whole doorway there. Although you could probably sidle up beside the dog or Sorzak and do something.
Yeah, sidle.
Yeah.
Nudge me.
But you'll be out of the anti-magic snake right there. But you'll be out, once you move forward two squares, you'll be outside of the anti-magic field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then
Wall of fire if you start your turn or end your turn?
And if you enter for the first time or if you end your turn in there.
End your turn? Okay. Yep. That's a shame. But yeah, what I believe I can do is get on Sorzok's left. Is that a clear space?
Yeah, Sorzok's left or the dog's right, and you should be able to...
That's
you, Krivol.
Shoot.
But if you go after Brown, you might be able to end this wall of fire.
Oh, that's why the...
Are we sure it's Brown that did the wall of fire?
Well, he rolled a bunch of saves.
Yeah, so I will move up to Sorzok's left and swing at Brown.
Okay.
Smitely?
Well, if he hits.
Smitely, I always swing smitely.
But this is fiendish smitely.
Fiendish smitely.
If only they were undead, then I could smite them extra hard.
Yeah, but fiendish smitely was my favorite character in the Bullwinkle cartoons.
Okay. Well, the first one is a 12.
That will not do it.
Yep.
Is that and what the second it means swing to do smitely?
Is a 29.
Nice. That will do it, yeah.
That's a bit better.
With
okay.
11th level.
I'm going to 4th level Divine Smite this guy.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
That's a lot of D8s again.
One for me, 7 for my smite.
Something because I'm cool.
Just because it's almost a max smite, which is, I think, 5D8.
One because Gemini is in the house of Aquarius.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
3 because there's a tsunami going on.
Yeah.
We're back in 4E rules.
Yeah.
Dragon poker again.
Yeah. That would be interesting, actually. Like
an extra one because there's a dog.
A paladin on board. Who gained abilities during natural disasters, but then causes natural disasters to gain more abilities. That would be pretty fun.
There's an earthquake and a tsunami and a hurricane going on.
Oath of recursory.
I get 18d8.
Oath of redundancy.
All right. The fire damage won't matter, right?
Yes. Oath so of, don't even bother with that.
Natural disaster.
That
you're still doing 68 damage.
That was the plan.
Damage.
All right.
D8 for the sword.
D8 for the paladin. So,
D8 for the
8 sword. Points of slashing damage.
Okay.
26 points of radiant.
Does radiant extra hurt fiends?
Mm-mm.
I don't know, but
turns out it doesn't seem to affect it any more than any other damage.
That's a shame. Oh well.
This feels a little overkill.
That is my turn.
Can you heal?
Okay. And so he has to make two checks, but the first one, his bonus alone is better than. So what's the check for the second one? That was 26 points.
14.
So
13.
So 13 or better.
One.
For what?
For the constitution check for keeping the spell going. And that's a
28. I thought it was Red who.
No, it's Brown.
Is this Red's turn?
No, it's Brown. Okay.
I thought you were I thought Red was the mistaken. One with the wall of fire.
Nope. It's Brown.
Okay.
Red did the ball of fire.
No, that was Gray.
Gray did ball of fire. That's right.
Yeah. Red just kicked in the door.
Anyway, anything else there for Cotter?
Can you heal as a bonus action?
No, I cannot.
Paladins.
And so next up, oh, wait, and you're out of the anti-magic shell, so take... Ooh. 25 points of fire damage there, Cotter.
Ow. Okay.
Hurtful.
Okay, and next up to see what shenanigans he's got in store is Arlen.
Walking.
Okie dokie.
Like.
Oh, right. His tsunami
Brown.
Goes off.
Things happen.
Like what kind of things?
So. At the start of each of your turns after the wall appears, the wall, along with any creatures in it, moves 50 feet away from you. Any huge or smaller creature that... smaller creature inside the wall whose space the wall enters when it moves must succeed on a strength saving throw or take damage. At the end of the turn, the wall's height is reduced by 50 feet and the damage... creatures take from the spell and subsequent rounds is reduced by 1d10. When the roll reaches 0, the spell ends.
So the most important part to me, I think you just said, is you're telling us, are you saying that the two Baylors and the snake guy are, without any save, get pushed back 50 feet?
Sounds like they have to make
get
a
pushed
strength
back save 50 feet.
Without
any save.
No save.
Nice.
Okay. And
that's like
Gray must now make a strength save or take damage.
Okay.
As the pit fiends get smooshed into him.
Yep.
Nice.
And then the other creatures need to make a strength save or take damage, right?
You just throw them out.
Actually, the
snake
would get moved back,
too. Also,
getting
hit by a big wave is one of the things in the PHB. That's an example of ways that your dungeon master can have you roll a constitution check for concentration. So, want to do that again, maybe?
Anyway, well, we're going to probably have to
that,
do that in the damage.
I'm not sure. Now that I'm reading it again, I thought they would take damage every turn, but it looks like
they only
take damage if the wall enters their square.
Okay.
Well, the wall is in the square.
Snake was the first one.
At the start of each of your turns, after the wall appears, the wall, along with any creatures in it, moves 50 feet away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Any huge or smaller creature inside the wall whose space the wall enters
Anyone in the wall.
Got it. Yes.
Okay, so
everyone must make. Thank you for reading that. Yes.
You're welcome.
Everyone. Yeah. All of them must make a strength save or take damage.
He's a master's degree candidate.
Question: how does this
in
interact
music
with the back wall?
That was my next question.
With the what?
Let's do damage first.
Let's do kill them all first.
Like, did they get hit from the back with a resurge?
That'll be next round's shenanigans to figure out. Okay, so the three pit fiends get a 27, a 24, and a 14.
They're so far away.
Wait. Let me see what's happening with the other one. Okay, make that a 20. A 32. And then the Abishai gets a 14. So did any of those save or did any of those miss?
The 14 fails.
Okay, so the Abishai takes
it. So he takes full damage, and the other ones take half damage. Yes. So the one who takes it full takes 20. Everyone else takes 10 bludgeoning.
Okay, believe it or not, Snake is still up. And everyone else takes 10, okay.
And then, since I'm outside the magic thingy thing...
You can move into the room.
You have like
I could move into the room.
Chain lightning?
And be the only one there.
Question is, does that wave thing occur again if we enter the room and end our turn in there? Are we gonna get hit if we step into the waves in that room the next round? Are we gonna have to make the save and then get pushed and all that?
No, because the wall is now
moving
where
away.
They are.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, so we're gonna deal with moving 50 feet in 6 seconds against a wall that is not moving next round. However, as I flip through my pages, one moment, please.
You had many moments. Like
Sorcerer's got metamagic. There's a lot going on.
He hasn't even taken his action yet. This is already occurring. This is like a lair action for him.
Yep.
Cast kill them all, please.
Okay, I'm going to cast chain. Okay, quickened spell.
Of course.
This is going to get weird.
You're going to have to enter the room.
I'm going to step into the room.
Okay.
Quicken spell. Chain lightning.
Do you want to clear the doorway?
On Gray. Huh?
Do you want to clear the doorway?
Yes, please.
Okay, just so you know, Gray has not been hit yet. Orange has been hit the most. Red's between the two of them in terms of damage. And then there's a little snake guy who's probably barely hanging on.
Okay. All of them must make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Because that's how the spell works.
Okay, so it's a 16 for Gray and a 21 for Brown and a 28 for Red and a 9 for snake.
Okay, whoever got under 19 fails.
Okay, that was only the snake and the first
in gray.
I love it. Gray's like, I thought I was far enough away.
I thought I was in the anti-magic shop.
In Arlen's world, magic comes to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some math. Okay, whoever failed takes 60 points of lightning damage. Everyone else takes 30 points of lightning damage.
Nice.
Okay.
And I cast another spell.
And then...
Sorcerers.
I'm going to use 5... more charges from the staff of Nealon to cast Cone of Cold.
Remember, he was just a level 1 farmer.
Remember, Cone of Cold didn't do so well.
And so Snake disappears, or starts floating in the wave.
Yeah, weren't they resistant to cold?
Yeah, cold didn't work.
Were they resistant to cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cold didn't
work. Okay, just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
It did not work. You Cone of Cold them before, and it did not work as well as you thought it would.
Cone of Lightning?
Yeah. Tesla Coil?
Mm. I have lightning bolt, but
can you just do chain
really...
lightning again?
No, I can't cast that through the staff.
Oh, okay.
So and red selection. Needs to make another concentration check.
Brown.
Correct.
Yep.
Ooh, that's
and so
30 15.
Would be 15 this time.
15.
We're getting up there.
And
one by
that's
one.
A 24.
So close.
We hate Brown.
They're big creatures. They have a pretty good constitution.
Can you do something that really gets Brown? To try to make it just like one big rock to make it try and drop concentration.
One rock to rule them all?
Like Big B's killing pit fiend fist?
No. However, I might be able to do something cooler.
Can you cast pit fiend go bye-bye?
Maybe.
Banish.
Yeah, banish him.
Solid surface. Dang it. One moment, please.
The ground is a solid surface.
What kind of one please is this? Is this like go have a snack or maybe next
oh no,
episode?
Ice doesn't do anything. Okay. How does fireball interact with water?
In fifth edition they just simplified all the rules and just everything works.
Fire doesn't affect them.
Okay.
Yeah,
fire.
But yeah.
Whoa.
Fire,
they're from hell.
Fire
so.
Doesn't affect them.
You want to do something kind of
fire
cool.
Doesn't affect them either? Yeah,
check it out.
This is so tragic.
Hey, Owen.
Yep.
Non-meta for this. No damage you'll have to give out on this. You could use your action to pull no one into the non-flaming room because he's really bad.
That
alert.
Is so smart. You are so smart. I'm going to do that.
Okay. Nope. Give me an
opposed, my wimpy little
give me
arms.
An opposed strength check.
Wait.
It's opposed to pull him into the next room?
Yep. No, he's
no I'm just kidding. That'd be hilarious, though.
Isn't it at the end of your turn? Yes. So like
my
he
wimpy
just walk out under his own power?
So like that.
Yeah. Into the room?
Yeah, into the room. Out of the fire.
Well, I was thinking into the anti-magic field.
Yeah,
out of
just
the fire.
Push me into the anti-magic field.
Well, then Arlen would be standing in the fire.
Yeah.
So. I think pulling
couldn't,
him into the room makes him
no
much
one just
more
walk
sense.
Out? It's at the end of his turn, right?
Yeah, this makes it... He could, okay, two things. One, he doesn't have the movement to be able to do that, to get into the... to mm-hmm. pull him in there. He does have enough movement to pull him 5 feet diagonal into the room. That's literally all the movement he has left.
Mm-hmm. I'm just scared that, like...
Well, that's
it's
just
going to be their turn and their
well, it's going to happen either way.
Yeah.
But this way, Arlen does not get toasted like a barbecue.
And even with resistance, I would get toasted like a barbecue.
Yeah.
So I will survive to take another hit.
Maybe.
If they roll.
But they're far enough away, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. That is my turn.
Okay. And then next up, because you guys end up all... grouped together and you killed everything in between.
Can't
it's
you do that?
Adri.
Okay.
Adri's outside. You're looking through a little hole. You can see your friends kind of in the room.
But
and
you're
then
no
there's
longer
like
on
a
fire.
Door, but you can't see the people anymore. And
can I see straight through to Gray?
There's
is yeah, door, yeah. door, door.
Yeah,
yeah?
You can,
okay.
You have line of sight all the way to
and
Gray.
There's an anti magic field in front of you.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't affect my bow, but I'm. Out of charges on it, so
you wouldn't, be able,
just
you wouldn't be able to. You wouldn't be able to shoot the magic.
Do it,
anyway.
But it's an artifact.
It'll, yeah, but it wouldn't. The ammunition once it left is not the artifact anymore.
Yeah, but the dog is.
But it would
from the
reanimate
amulet?
The magic would.
It says it in the book, and no magic. That's why I couldn't do my divine smite.
Okay.
The weapon but itself is still magical. The plus threes still apply.
But
and
your
all that.
Smite is not an artifact. My bow is an artifact. But it doesn't matter anyways because I don't have any charges.
Yeah,
so,
this is kind of an academic thing.
Yeah.
This is something we could argue at the break.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm just going to shoot gray twice because that's kind of all I can do. So just keep spamming that, I guess. 28 to hit.
28, and believe it or not, does hit. So you're out of charges and we haven't even got to the big boss yet?
Yeah.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah. We'll be fine.
Sure.
I don't think I get sneak attack because they're way too far away from any allies.
You don't have any allies.
Yeah, definitely
all.
Not advantage or anything. So
now that Arlen's moved everybody 50 feet away.
Yes, it's going
to go, Arlen.
Be so much extra damage. 12 points of damage.
Okay. Well,
and then second shot is 28 again.
Wow.
And whoa. 11 points of damage.
Well, still not too bad.
Yeah, I'm doing my part.
And I'm doing my part.
Just like
another six rounds?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, more than that, but
yeah. That's it.
Yep. Okay. So well that's still nickel and dime. And then Sorzak, you've been pulled into the room. You are no longer on fire.
First thing I'm gonna do is cut the vibrations on Brown.
Okay.
Make a constitution save.
Nice.
And when he makes it, he can take 10d10 worth of necrotic damage.
And he actually gets an 18 on the save.
Does he die?
Nope. I have a 17.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
Ben luck,
yes.
Ben luck on that?
Actually, but yep. He also gets advantage. So.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh.
Yeah, so 25 is actually what he gets.
Lame.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel
matter.
Like we just got robbed.
I know, that was almost
I'm
really
going
cool.
For the necrotic damage.
That's still
going to
hurt him a lot.
I care about. All right, let's see.
I think just straight up killing him would be really cool, too.
That would have been really cool, yeah.
But I didn't expect that, so that's...
How many more do you need?
Hold on, let's see. I've got, what? 5, 6.
Is that a D8?
7, 8, 9, 10?
No, yeah. So, how many do we got there?
3 to 4.
4 and 6. Okay.
Make 10.
So that is 8 plus 9, 17. And 27. And 37, 42. And 52. 53 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
Nice.
On Brown.
Nice.
That hurt him. Okay.
And that's a big
and let's
constitution
see.
Check.
And I'm going to burn a key for patient defense.
Okay.
And I have to decide, do I want to try to bail out through that thing and take some fire damage? I'd probably die
he,
before I
Doesn't he have
to
constitution check it?
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And so what would that be?
That was what?
26.
26? Okay. Yep. This might actually... fail, we'll just see. That's a 21.
Nice.
So the
Let's
ring
go.
Of fire in the room drops.
Oh, now you can just get
now
out.
You can just...
I'm like, sorry, bro, I got a beeline out.
Yeah.
I've got to get out.
Yeah.
Now I can heal and get back in, but I have to be out.
And now
if you stop right next to me, I can heal you next my turn.
You're gonna drop
but
the anti-magic.
To stop
right
but you're in the middle of
yeah,
the
you can...
magic.
I'll drop it and heal you.
All right, then I'll do that.
Be like,
you're like, hey, bro, hang out here.
Yeah. So he's not in the way of the doors.
Correct.
Okay.
So how's Brown looking now?
He's actually looking a little better than gray, but not as good as red. But they seem to be actually showing a bit of damage there. Okay, and then Brown will attempt to move forward. So he has to do what, a strength check to get out of that wave there, Arlen?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Acrobatics? Athletics check.
Okay. That's a 16. Does he make it out?
No.
Okay, so he is unable to move. So instead, creates a wall of fire across the back of the room there. And it's going to face...
No, he doesn't.
Nope. You already did a. You already did.
Nope. Nope.
I did not.
This round.
I thought you did in the beginning of the round.
Nope.
No, he
because
he
no, I was in the anti-magic field.
That's right. You were. Okay. So you're gonna cancel that one.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Because that would be really painful for me. And
that
I
would
don't
be
like
really
that.
Painful for you. Okay. And we always hate to break in the middle of a fight, but these fights are so huge, it's impossible not to. So that's where we're gonna stop today. Dungeon Master's Notes. Okay, well, thank goodness it only took 6 minutes for Owen to do his turn this time. So, you know, definitely a 100% improvement there. Anyways, also, boy, yeah, we have all these interactions that we never thought we'd have to deal with later on. Just because we're at such a high level. And looking at rulings there that have been put on the internet, we did get it right with concentration spells. Apparently, concentration is not affected by the anti-magic circle. And, of course, you know, the good old adage, you know, live by the anti-magic circle, die by the anti-magic circle. How many times did that actually cause problems for the party? Where like, oh, it is, oh I can't because the anti-magic circle. Oh, I can't because, okay, there we go. Anyway, it definitely was effective at keeping several of the players from getting too badly damaged by the wall of fire. And it's kind of fun to see the baddies having spells like Wall of Fire that allow them to go and cause havoc amongst the players the way the players have caused havoc amongst the baddies all this time. But anyways, the party is maybe getting the upper hand on this one. They've gotten rid of all the trash mobs. And the tidal wave, the tsunami, excuse me, is doing a great job of disrupting what's happening with the pit fiends. And they're actually showing a little bit of damage. But at the same time, as they pointed out, the party is running out of charges on all their weapons. And they are taking some serious damage. So, you know, I guess it's just a matter of time before one of them goes down. And we'll have to see how bad that is. But to find out, we're going to have to wait for the next episode. Until then, rate us and subscribe wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com with questions or comments. Follow us at Relic of the Past or Relic of the Past Podcast on your social media feeds. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.